We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Abner Maris is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Maris, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. They chat about topics like Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to boxing champ, sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Maris wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
Fellas, ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the weekly Stick Talk podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on Apple Music. You can watch us live on twitch.tv/A9Skills. I'm about to bring in my co-host, J-Tunes. Y'all can subscribe to him and show him loads of love. About to bring in the awesome guest, the big, the beast, the awesome, the amazing, the OG, Bateson, in a minute. And I am extremely upset if you have been watching my live streams for a while, man. You guys know for a fact that I have been just so upset with international football. I'm going to bring them in because, I'm raging inside, bros. I cannot wait. Listen, guys, real quick before we go into the podcast and get it all popping and all that great stuff, make sure, you know, subscribe to us on Apple Music and on Spotify. All the podcasts will be on there. Hey, leave ratings. We're trying to become the number one sports gaming podcast in the world. And that's exactly what's going to take place, man. So I'm going to bring in the amazing, the beautiful, the sexies. Look at these guys, man. Oh my God, you guys are so beautiful. Spotify, Apple Music, you guys can't see these guys, but I'm telling you something. This one looks like George Lopez, and the other one looks like, I got nobody. What's up, guys? Hi, Bateson. Yo.
Lopez. You just called me George Lopez, bro?
I don't know, dude. I was going to call Bateson George Clooney, because he was like once upon a time the highest. Yeah, he's like the hottest guy in the world at one point in his life, right?
I mean, I don't know.
To be fair, I'd probably rank him still up there as one of the hottest.
Yeah, he is kind of cute. Yeah. Anyways, guys, this is Bateson87. You can follow him on Twitch, on YouTube. Bates, how long have you been doing this whole thing?
Too long. Nah, 2012, 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years. So we have a lot we want to talk about, man. And this podcast, right, I went over it with my team. We sat down and we're like, oh, we got these talking points. I'm throwing them all in the trash. CR7 has COVID, man.
I wanted to talk about that, to be honest.
So before I get y'all's touch, like, thoughts on this, right? And honestly, Bateson kind of hit me with some stuff I didn't even know. A lot of Liverpool players have it. But before we talk about that, right, I was live streaming for the last 2-3 days, and people said, yo, maybe the last week. And they said, Skills, you going to watch the Portugal games, dude? Like, what's up, man? You going to watch the Portugal games? And I was like, no, I'm protesting international football. And everybody laughed at me. And I said, people are going to get sick. Because, like, seriously, man, they went through this big thing of keeping the league safe. You know, they even did the Champions League in one country, locked up in one place, one stadium, two stadiums, and they canceled the Euro on top of that. And then they go do friendlies and make these players travel. And now our leagues are going to be canceled.
Yes, I think so.
So what's your thoughts on it? We'll start with you, Bates. Like either way, it's you can't stop these players from getting sick, but making them get on airplanes for friendlies. How you feel about that?
Well, it's private airplanes anyway. So like, I don't think the airplane thing's the issue. Where I think the issue's coming from is the fact that obviously, you know, the Premier League, you know, La Liga, you know, like the main French leagues, their testing must be insane. And the bubbles that the teams are in is insane as well. But it was an incident, I think, in a West Ham game.
Yeah.
Where they were about to play someone in a cup game. And it found out like three of the players had COVID, including, I think, David Moyes and two West Ham players as well. Mm. So the lower league testing isn't the best because it costs a lot of money, doesn't it, to get it started done privately.
Yeah.
So with internationals, the teams aren't just built up of Premier League players or main league players. Like a lot of the nations are from lower league teams. So it's a bit of a mess. But I understand they need to get football going. And it's good to have football back. But I think it's also going to be stopped prematurely in the next couple of months.
Me too. And I just don't think it's nice to have football back. Not international football. Not when you cancel the Euro. And this is my biggest. Let me just. Ooh, I could literally start swinging on somebody. If we're not going to be able to watch Messi versus Ronaldo. That's done.
No, we're going to see it.
No, because the 28th is Barca versus Juventus. He just got tested. What's 14 days from now? He has to quarantine for 14 days, which
27th.
Oh, that's close. Mm. And he has to get a negative test. Otherwise, we don't watch Messi versus Ronaldo.
Sadio Mane got COVID. I'm pretty sure he did. And Thiago and both of them two are back in Liverpool.
How long?
Training already. I'm not sure. Yeah, I saw pictures of them both today in training. I don't think that's been 2 weeks.
No,
there you go. It's 10 days in Italy. 10 days in Italy.
Wait. Are we talking about 2 weeks from the 7-2?
Liverpool went on a national break after they beat Arsenal 3-1. I don't recall anything else happened. If I knew you'd bring that up, I wouldn't have come on. What the hell?
No, I'm kidding. No, but what if we don't get to see, like, that's like the game of the year. If we don't get to see that because of a Portugal-France friendly... Bro.
I mean, to be fair, now think about this,
right?
They're not friendly, are they?
Hold on. People keep saying this national. So if it's not a friendly, you're telling me Portugal won the Euro and this national league? That means Portugal's like the best national team in the world because they beat Netherlands last year for that. The National Cup, National League. What do they call this thing?
No, but it's a way into bigger competitions, isn't it? They renamed it.
Wait, is there a way in now?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really follow it in national football, being an England fan. Like... They have loads of talented footballers, don't get me wrong, but putting them in a collective is like throwing like 11 YouTubers into a pro clubs team. It's just going to be an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Like that as a bit of a comparison, but yeah, I don't really follow the English national team at all.
I've never been a big fan of national football. I love national football and like national team football. And like when Portugal loses, I get really sad, but it's not the same connection you have with like a club. Like your club level is just like, cause you see them week in, week out.
Yeah. Well, you remember, like, you're quite old. You think both of you guys...
Whoa! Hey, relax. I'm young. I still got a full set of hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, man.
What were you saying?
So back in the day, England individually had insane players. Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, Michael Owen. They had one of the... Like, if you look back on that team, individually, it was one of the greatest around. In national level, absolutely trash. And it's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people don't. I don't know. There were loads of English people in here.
I think if you guys were winning stuff, you look at things differently. You know what I mean? Like the disappointment going.
Yeah, it's I'd rather watch. I'm not a fan of Championship football. It's like, and that's how England play.
Yeah,
cross, hook, Harry Kane's there.
I'll say this:
their play style is not the best, and that could be coaching and stuff. For me, international football, like it's the World Cup and it's the Euros. Love to see it. I don't really follow like all the friendlies and all that other stuff in between. I watch the Euro.
Listen,
I want Portugal to win all that stuff, but I don't follow it as much.
Let me
either.
Cut you off for a sec because I know a lot of people are saying this. Okay, like I know some teams are playing. Like I think in South America they might be playing like the qualifiers already, right? I think, but maybe not. But this competition, this national league, nations league, whatever they call it, nations league, that's what it's called. I know a lot of people are saying it's not a friendly competition, right? But at the end of the day. For me, it's a pointless comp. They just try to get friendlies to be more competitive. That's really what it came down to, in my opinion. They wanted friendlies to be a little bit more competitive.
And they wanted people to watch it.
And my only argument is this. If
if you're allowing people to travel now for these national, why did we cancel the year round? And somebody will tell me, well, it was the peak of the, we don't know when the peak's going to be of this thing. No one understands this COVID thing. The peak could be this winter. The peak could have been when it first started. So for someone to be like, oh, we had to cancel the Euro because it was during the peak of it. No, it was the time that we didn't know stuff and the peak could be coming. Either way, we're not going to get into the politics of it. I just hope we don't get our leagues canceled because
It's going to happen. It's going to happen 100%. Look at Mbappe, bro. Like if you see the, you know, Mbappe and Ronaldo, they just played. They were all sitting there all up on each other. Hopefully.
Mbappe already had it though, right?
He did have it. I remember Neymar shouting to the other end of the training pitch.
Supposedly you could catch it again. I don't know. I've heard you can catch it again.
What did he say, Bates? What did he say?
Neymar was like recording him on Instagram and he zoomed in and he was going, COVID. So his new nickname was COVID around the PSG training ground.
But he's had it.
I believe he can get it again. Yeah. I know, I don't want to bring politics into it, but Donald Trump. Yeah. I saw a video of him yesterday saying, oh, I'm immune from it. I'm immune.
The thing with COVID, dude, like we don't know enough.
You know what it is? I say this. The world knows as much about COVID as we know about the National League or Nations League. All right, nobody knows what this thing is, bro. When Portugal won last year, I thought they got automatic qualification to the Euro. That's what I thought it was. And now I heard you get qualification to the World Cup. I've been hearing so many different rumors about getting qualifications to something, but either way, neither there, neither here. I hope we don't lose the leagues because then that affects our FIFA because we're not going to get informs.
I wouldn't be worried about Europe, even though it's going. There's a few players getting tested positive for Europe. The one I'm worried about the most is South America, because a lot of the Liverpool, like two of Liverpool players, if not more, have gone to South America, to Brazil, and I think that's one of the worst places in the world, isn't it? For the
Brazil's pretty the bad. Last I heard,
Benfica just set one of their best players. Now that Everton kid, that place where he went, back to the national team to play for Brazil. So it's a tough situation, dude. Because now if our leagues get canceled, then we're all sitting in the house bored. I mean, we still got FIFA, but then there go the one to watches, team of the weeks, all that stuff. If we miss Ronaldo versus Messi, are you guys not looking forward to that game?
I am looking forward to that game. I really, really am.
Like, think about it. This could be the last time that we ever see those two guys on the field together.
I doubt that, bro. They're going to play.
Nah, Ronaldo said already. World Cup 2020. That's it. 2022.
That's still a long time away. And when he gets to that point, he'll probably be like, I'm still going to play.
That's impossible. How old is he? 37?
35.
Yeah, but we're not seeing him now. He's still better than half of the players.
Yeah, but basically,
he can play until he's like 42. Stop it, bro.
There's two players, right, who I know are like professionals, like proper professional players. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo being one of them, like he trains hard, he works hard, he eats right, he doesn't drink, I believe. Yeah. And he just concentrates on himself to make himself better. There's one more player which I know which does it, and it's James Milner. He's never took no, you laugh, hey Jay, you laugh. But he's still
isn't he just huge?
I'm not saying that. He's just like he's old and he just keeps and he's still isn't like
he,
around.
Isn't his body like just like boom, he's just a tank?
Who? James Milner.
I saw a picture of him. He was a tank. Am I wrong about that or no?
Yeah, he's a well-trained player. Like he's still playing top flight football. Maybe not as much this season for Liverpool. And Ibrahimovic is another one as well. Someone said Ibra in the chat. So it's Ibra Milner. And Ibra's still going. And I can see Ronaldo. It just depends if he wants to go out on the top flight or maybe drop down.
Yeah, like if he goes back to the Portuguese league, he'll last another 2-3 years.
Yeah, it's like Ibra going to United, you know, like he should have just retired before that.
Listen,
I agree.
I'm a Liverpool fan. I like to get them shots in. I'm sorry.
For me, the whole thing is just, I don't know. I think there comes a point when you're just like, yo, I can't do it at this level. I think his ego will make him stop playing. Because if he's not getting Ballon d'Ors and winning stuff, I think at some point you kind of walk away, those two guys.
I think it'll be injuries, which that's the same with Ibra as well. Injuries is what's going to start causing them to make the decision to go.
Yeah,
like if he left now, I'd be happy. We've seen peak Ronaldo. We've seen him win everything.
Yeah,
both in the Premier League, La Liga, even in the Serie A now as well.
Yeah.
He's kind of submitted everything that I think that anybody wants to achieve in football, bro. So anytime he wants to like close that door and move on to something else, I think like he's gonna be fine one way or another. You know what I mean? Like he can continue to play and still be great. be better than most. Let's be real.
We're going to jump topics to these cards, right? I'm holding a Pokemon card. I know on Spotify and Apple Music, you can't hear me. I'm holding a Pokemon card.
See,
me and Bateson had this addiction back in 2000. Bates, you remember 2014 when we were getting Panini boxes?
I could literally pull that folder out. I've got it out.
Listen, me and him went through an addiction of buying Panini cards. Before we jump into that, my question to you guys, Messi and Ronaldo retired. The first thing on FIFA, what's their moments icon card look like? Is it 99s? I had this go back and forth on my chat forever. Do they get 99s or they lob them both 98s?
What, as a prime moments?
They're prime moments because this is a moment in their career.
99.
Both of them?
Yeah, 100%.
People keep saying they'll get 100, but I don't think EA will ever drop 100 cards. I don't think it's in the database for them to drop 100 cards.
I don't think it'll ever go to 100.
Not on all the team, but they have on FIFA Mobile.
Like on mobile they have?
They're going to get like 105 or something like that.
Okay,
easily both 99.
99, both of them?
Yeah, easily.
Oh, all right. So now we just
wait for that to be fair. They retire now.
Nah, dude. I don't want that. I'll be sad.
Even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike any other site, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. And right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it very fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now and use Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. And guys and gals, the wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering off on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's Blue Wire, all one word, Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Anyways, I'm holding these Pokemon cards, right? And me, Bateson, and I, because there's this big hype right now of Pokemon cards and sports cards. And I'm not going to lie, I was doing a TikTok, right? And I was throwing these, I was opening up Panini boxes and I threw one down. And my viewers are mad at me because I threw a $500 card. I didn't know it was $500. They are mad. See,
this is the problem, bro. Like, I have the addiction of the thing, and you know this. We've been collecting since we were kids. You and Bates, and we're doing the whole Panini thing. The problem is sometimes I'm looking at the card, and in my mind, I'm like, hey, man, this card doesn't look that great, so I just throw it. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But these things turn around, and they flip a pretty penny, bro. So, yeah, wear gloves, get the little slips, put it in there, and save the stuff, bro. What are you doing?
Well, Jay, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm 21. I'm in my 30s.
But I've been from we all out, and maybe not schools yet. But we were around for Pokemon First Generation, weren't we?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were there for it.
And we would have been collecting like Power Rangers stickers, you know.
All this
Pokemon
stuff.
Cards came out.
Yeah.
And I would have been opening Pokemon First Generation cards. Like, no tomorrow. I'd be taking them out into the dirt. I'd be swapping them with people and not even caring. And now, like, maybe 20 years, a bit later, they're going for like 600,000. It's ridiculous.
I don't know if I had a Charizard or a Blastoise, but I remember I had one of those hologram. Jay knows I had one of them, and I used to run around with all my friends, and we used to like throw that thing back and forth. Like, yo, look what I got, dude! And now that thing's like a 200K card. I don't remember if it was a first edition or not, but I remember I had one that was a holographic background. But I bring that up, right? Because last night I was thinking, and again, I we're not getting into the politics of it because I think that they're both bad. Does your addiction of opening the Paninis and stuff like that swing to FIFA for you? And then I started thinking to myself, like, because FIFA, EA, and all these companies get a lot of stick for letting people open packs. Aren't those the same thing?
What do you mean?
At a young age, I remember being a little kid, right? I'm not going to lie to you guys, bro, man. I used to go to the comic stop, and I used to try to find a way to, like, almost steal those cards because I was addicted to opening these Pokemon packs. Like, do you think, like, just in general, like, it's bad for just kids to open up these packs from a young age or no? Even the Pokemon ones. Well,
I've got a young kid. I've got an 8-year-old boy, and I would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could speak of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't let him go near the ultimate team.
No.
But then again, he loves opening like. He actually loves opening Pokemon cards. Not the old. I would never let him near the old stuff because that's way too expensive. But like the new stuff, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But he absolutely loves opening the Pokemon cards. And I think. If he ever got into it, like he's done a pack opening with me before, he's opened packs with me, like supervised, but he doesn't have the enjoyment of it.
But yeah, of doing it himself. Really have the
enjoyment of football yet.
See, because
yeah, that's the thing though, right? So, question being, since we were at a young age and just like, you know, your kids as well are now doing it with their cards as well, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to translate? Because like I get the same feeling when I open up those packs as I do when I'm doing Ultimate Team.
So oh, now, I mean, everyone,
you know what I mean? So like, I wonder if that translates, like, is our addiction to opening packs on FIFA translated from opening those as kids?
My biggest thing though, is when I was a kid, I think I was more addicted to the Pokemon packs than a FIFA. Like you guys might not believe this, but I hate opening packs on FIFA.
It's because you open too many.
I don't get the same feeling as that. Like my feeling from opening the physical versions, it didn't really come from opening the pack. It came from like swapping my friends. I found it a very social thing to do when I was that loser at school and no one talked to you, but he did have some awesome Panini Premier League stickers, which you guys don't have, and you should talk to me and I'll swap you with him, you know? So there's a social aspect I like, whereas FIFA, I don't really have that social aspect, even though they've started bringing it in this year with the fact that I can pack a decent team, have a decent team, and then I can invite like Bronze Free Jay over there and we can have a game with her if you wanted to, you know?
No, but I personally... Go on, Jay.
No, I was just going to say, do you think you guys have lost the whole like excitement for opening the packs because you guys have been doing this for as long as you've been doing? Like, you guys have been opening packs for, what, 8 years, 10 years?
Nah. You know what I think it is, dude? I think there comes a time when you realize that, like, at some point when you're opening the Pokemon cards and you don't get that Charizard, you kind of go, man, this I got to stop. Like, this is just... I don't know. I think there comes a time when it's just not... It's just not, you kind of just lose interest in it because it's so long of just not getting something. Because I think pack weights are terrible. Not just in FIFA, but like pack weights with Pokemon cards, with those, are they called Panini cards or are they sports cards? What are we supposed to call those?
Oh, there's like loads of different types. I was opened up to a new market watching, obviously Castro opening an absolute shed ton of them. And like, you know, the ones we did skills back like 4 or 5 years ago for the World Cup?
Yeah.
They were cheap. They were like really basic cards, but we were hooked on doing it, weren't we? Like, right, we've got to open these packs. We've got to complete the sets. We've got to get the binder, complete the teams. But the ones which Castro were opening are called hobby boxes.
Yeah.
Now, in the UK, we don't have, like, this isn't really a big thing. But in America, it's massive, isn't it? With baseball and football and, and soccer trading cards. So you have like loads of different special editions. But like, if we go into a supermarket, we can buy, I can't remember what they're called. It's like a Panini card, but it's like a box standard. Where you pay $250 for it.
Yeah.
You get a little pack, but these packs are expensive.
Is that
the one we did?
Yeah. So if you see my stream now, these are my, so Apple and Spotify, you guys won't be able to see this, but what I'm holding is Michael Jordan cards from, from 90s, Scottie Pippen. So this is something that my mom actually got me into this when we were kids, because she would always get us like, you know, football cards and basketball cards and just all kinds of stuff, dude. And I think for me, you know, I was watching videos on YouTube last night of Pokemon, and I didn't realize that you could get the cards now, put the codes in, and then play against people. That's cool. Game changing for me. That almost makes me want to collect Pokemon cards again, because anything that's why I like FIFA so much, because I obviously don't like the fact that, you know, you waste money on packs, but I like the fact of being able to get something and use it to play against somebody. Like, now that if I could play somebody in Pokemon and go 1v1 against somebody else, I want to get Pokemon cards.
Well, if you could do that. You know what we collected? I don't know what they were called, match attacks or whatever.
Match attacks, that's what we collected, yeah.
Yeah, so on the back of each of them cards, code, and you can input them into a special like game where you, like, obviously you're the best card, you'll dominate. Mm-hmm. And it's been around for a long time. Now it's like an Ultimate Team premise, because you're getting the cards, you're playing with them. Mm-hmm. But this is like, I don't know, this is different. Like, everyone's grown up with a sports football game. I used to be PES, played a lot of FIFA now. And then the Ultimate Team concept just like had me very interested. because I love playing it. I remember the collection book on FIFA?
Yeah, that was the best, dude. They had to get rid of it. That was amazing.
And they had to get rid of square cards as well because it was very
square cards. Panini and stuff. So this is like, I bring all this full circle because if, this is my question to y'all, if, because for me, this is a yes beyond a yes, right? For me, if you could get FIFA packs as hard copies and open them and then add the code into FIFA, would you do it that way? I would.
Yes, 100%.
I would, because the way I look at FIFA is we don't even own these cards. You may think you own these cards.
Yeah.
These items, but we don't. We loan them.
But my argument to that is you don't even own the game neither anymore unless you buy the hard copy. Like for me, all my games are on the, I like, cause me and Jay talked about that, right? We're like, well, you know, you're not actually getting the hard copy. So yeah, but we don't actually get the games anymore neither. Like games are just on there. Everything's virtual now. Like I'm looking at your beautiful virtual face right now. Like, you know what I mean?
You're
like
looking at his face in a virtual space.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the same thing. So what I'm trying to say is like, I personally would open the FIFA packs and then put them in binders and add the code. How dope would that be? But I think the reason awesome. They would never do that, first of all, legals, I'm pretty sure that they would just get sued everywhere. But I think the reason you would start seeing people start like selling Ronaldo's on eBay, the code.
Oh, yeah. It'd open up a massive black market. But one of the reasons why you don't do that is because of the licensing, like the license to get off the different leagues. Panini and all the other companies get the trading card aspect, whereas FIFA isn't seen as a trading card game. It's seen, that's why they're called items. EA's refer to them as items because they're not cards. Uh-huh. And it's like a football sports game. But you remember, you know, like the cards, which I used to have on my wall?
Yeah.
Like all the different cards and stuff. Like I would love to be able to do that. And you see a lot of companies doing it now, don't you? Where they're selling these cards and there's a lot of interest and a big market for it as well.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I personally think if EA sold the packs, I would buy them simply so I could just have, like, dude, imagine being able to go into a collection book and having FIFA 11, 12, and every card.
That would
like
be sick.
That would be so sick. Obviously, you can't do it because they can't sell cards or whatever. But I think that would fix a lot of issues because aren't they going through issues right now with like legal battles of if it's gambling or not gambling? I personally think that even Pokemon is gambling for kids at a young age.
I think anything with chances.
I don't think it's gambling because you're getting a product in return because so you're buying, but I still think it's leading into like that whole like addiction of possibly things that, you know what I mean? But I don't think it's actually gambling because I just think it's addictions, man. It helps you get, because those Pokemon cards were pretty addicting as a kid. Were you guys not addicted to those things like as a kid? I was.
I think I was more the Merlin, I don't know, have you heard of Merlin before? It's Merlin Premier League sticker books.
Oh, the sticker books. See, we didn't really have the sticker books. No.
Yeah, we had sticker books. I was hooked on that type of stuff.
Me was cards, bro. It was baseball cards, basketball cards, football cards. Then it led into like Magic's The Gathering. Then from Magic The Gathering into Pokemon. Like I'm addicted on cards. Even when I open up packs on FIFA now, right? I still get that like, oh, I'm gonna get something. You know what I mean? Like that feeling, like, oh my god, I'm gonna hit something big.
Yeah.
So it's.
I don't know if that's gambling. I don't know if that's gambling, Jay. Because I think gambling, you don't get nothing in return. Unless
right? You put your money in, your money's
but
gone.
But it's still kind of gambling. Argument. Yeah, but it's still gambling.
Anything with odds, like Bateson said, anything with odds basically can be like leading in that direction and there's some type of a loophole. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So. I still think we should get FIFA cards given to us and then we get a code. And then a lot of people say sick. Like, oh, well, you make it a one-time code. I get that. But imagine I open a pack, I hit a R9, and then instead of putting the code into the game, I just put it straight onto eBay. How much would an R9 sell for on eBay? R9, if you could have the code.
Well, people were doing that anyway, weren't they? Because that item was so rare. Uh-huh. In the past two FIFAs, people were doing that anyway.
Oh, they were selling their accounts?
Yeah, they were selling
not the selling their accounts, but if you wanted the card, you were paying extra for it behind closed doors type
thing. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, it was happening big last year.
I think the year before as well with that one specific card.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was happening.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't like to know how much his price range would be. His price would be. Price ranges were involved.
Oh, like what it would go all the way up to?
Yeah. What would you guess? Like if you like
probably 30 mil.
That stage of the game, I think people would maybe go over that to get him.
You think? So? Over that? You think someone 30 mil though, Bates?
I reckon people would do it.
For one card?
Some people would do it, and if people had the coins,
yeah,
they would.
Yeah, I think I would. And that's only because I've got like a crazy amount of coins anyway.
Yeah.
I would get that one card.
Basically, go and drop 50 mil on a card at the end of the game. There you go, dude.
Yeah, but if I'm willing to do it, then there's obviously going to be like pro players out there who are willing to do it as well.
Yeah, but no, Bates, I see you sometimes getting stick for having a big coin total. And you know what I say to that? Like, because like, I don't look at like who, like when someone buys a Pokemon pack, I don't go, oh my God, you're giving money to Nintendo. I'm just like, yo, whatever. I think if someone enjoys something, let them enjoy it. Like, for example, like when you, like, dude, Logan Paul paid $200,000 for a Pokemon box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I think he paid $204,000. I think he paid for the box, and then he opened them. I just think people enjoy what they enjoy, and let people enjoy. I'll tell you one thing. I'm jelly how many coins you had. I wish I can't hit nothing, Bates. I just cannot hit a car.
I think I've done 1.8 million now. No, I haven't. Mbappe and Messi, best two pulls.
My best pulls come on my road to glory.
Mbappe and Messi,
yeah,
are your best pulls, and you wasted that much, bro. I've gotten untradeable Neymar and VVD.
Yeah,
a two-player pack, and one was like an objective pack.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. It's the whole thing of luck. But anyways, we got weekend league coming up, right? And I guess we'll start with you, Bates, and you can go into depth with it. Who your favorite players are, and you could give one attacker, one midfielder, one defender, and like must use players. Yours are probably going to be. Have you used the smaller players or just the big players?
So I played a lot of draft, so there's a few smaller players I've used, and like having to play around with them.
Yeah.
What do you want? Do you want the top tier players, which I like?
You know, for people to rock.
So I tried Eto, didn't really get on with him, wanted to get on with him because he's one of my favourite players, but baby Eusebio. I trapped myself this year to baby Eusebio, and he is nippy. Mm-hmm. Very, very sticky striker and finishes majority of everything, as you would expect for 5 million coins. Midfielder, Kante. So a little bit of a tip for you guys who are looking for defenders and defensive midfielders. You're looking for two specific stats, right? Interceptions and defensive awareness. If both of them stats are high, you've got a fantastic player. Kante is absolutely everywhere in my team. Clears up everything. And defenders, I'm going to go with Virgil on this one. I've got Virgil and Maldini, but I'm going to go with Virgil as my centre-back as well.
Yeah. Really? See, I haven't used Virgil. Jay, you go, and then I'll give mine after.
Okay. The funnest striker that I've used so far is Schuker. Didn't expect him to be as good as he is. His 87 icon card. It's really, really good. Four star. It just does things I didn't expect him to do. I think he's like 6 foot as well, and he like moves super nice. Just feels good on the ball. He's probably one of my favorite strikers that I've used. Lucas up there is just broken. I think Ben Yedder is broken as well. These are like lower tier cards. For the midfield, man, maybe, I don't know if it's popular opinion or unpopular opinion, one of my favorite midfielders, haven't really gotten Conte on my team, but Valverde is by far my favorite midfielder that I've used, CDM that I've used so far. And then for center backs, I think it's going to be Varane over VVD. I like Varane a lot.
Really?
He's really good for me. I like him.
I'll start in the back. Best defender I've used outside of icon is Joe Gomez.
Really?
Joe Gomez is nasty. He's like 90, right?
Yeah, I think he's over 100 on PlayStation.
That card's been fun for me in the back. I like him. He does good. Conte, CDM. People were telling me to drop Conte for Renato Sanchez. I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Which version of Renato Sanchez, though?
The inform. He is good. He is good.
Yeah, that inform as a box-to-box is fantastic. But as a set DM.
Not as a DM.
As good.
No.
Yeah, I don't think he's as good as Conte.
Conte there. Neymar, I think, is like the best cam. I really like Neymar as a cam. And then up top, dude, Ronaldo, man, he finishes everything.
Ronaldo's,
I used him as a cam.
Who?
Ronaldo. I've got, Ronaldo CR7.
Yeah, I used him as a striker. He was ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
I have heard people talking about Suker as well. The one Jay said of Suker has been a name fun around.
He's really
in the past week, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Try him if you get a chance. I know you got bigger players, and like Mbappe's broken in this game. Like every time I go against him, like I'm just waiting to get an Mbappe. Mm-hmm. But if you need something that's like around the milli price and you're waiting to save up, you can invest into Schuker, and he will get the job done. Like I didn't expect him to be good, bro, but he's actually pretty damn nice for me. So
another shout out as well. I come up against Klosterman a lot. That German center back, he is fantastic.
Who's
stands up?
Who y'all think is the best cheap player in the game? And when I say cheap, I'm saying like under like 200, maybe 150.
Most annoying, Klosterman for me.
Jay?
Under 250? I would have to probably say like Lucas is annoying to play, like trying to defend him. I would say Lucas, cheap.
All right. Usman Dembele. By a long shot. Really? That was, yeah, dude, that Barca Dembele, dude, that five-star, and just, I don't know, I think he's unbelievably remarkable. So, I don't know, going into the weekend league, I this is the first time ever I got a big team on PlayStation and my road to glory on Xbox. Bates, did you find the transition from Xbox to PlayStation difficult?
I did for the, like, probably the stage from the start of the game till weekend league.
Really?
So a few weeks. Like, probably like 100 games, I'll probably say. And I've settled in. So this is my second year, I think, on PlayStation. But with the next-gen consoles, I might be going back. But there's a few, I think there's a few things with the differences in market prices, player availability, weekend league caliber, you know. And all the pros, I think, are on PlayStation this year.
So it should be interesting. Are you going to be switching back to Xbox? Are you doing both? Or are you just going to stick to PS4 or the new PlayStation?
So I do a free-to-play series, a Draft of Glory, and I do that on Xbox. Okay. So I'll still be playing the Xbox, but this year the pros aren't going on to next-gen. So yeah. In a month's time, when we all get the new consoles, the pros will be staying back on the old console. So we'll never play them, I don't think, which may be a benefit to us.
I heard this the other day in my stream. Somebody came and told me, they said Xbox, when the next gen comes out, supposedly people that are on the old gen Xbox will be able to play the people on the new gen, but the people that are on the PS4 will not be able to play people on PS5.
No, I don't think you can play old and new.
You can't. No, you'll be shared markets, but you can't play against them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how that works.
That's going to be crazy to see who actually, I wonder if there's going to be a lot of people that get in the new gen.
Yeah.
And like how the game, because like, you know how it is in the NA, like especially if you're on Xbox, sometimes it's hard to find games at certain times. So I wonder how that's going to be with the new gen.
Yeah.
Finding games for weekend league and all that stuff. It's going to be interesting to see once the new gen actually comes out and we get into that whole thing.
Hey, we're gonna jump back to the weekend league talk, but I do want to put this out there for everybody listening on Spotify, Apple Music. The conversation that we had of cards and the money put into these things, I want everybody to know, and this is one thing that you hear most content creators in the FIFA scene, not just in the FIFA scene, the Madden scene, the NBA scene, is, you know, don't waste your money and be very, very cautious of how you do it. Now, you do see a lot of content creators waste their money. I'm going to be honest. I sat here with Ray, who is my fiance, and I nearly bought a Pokemon pack for $5,000. I had to stop myself. Because I watched other people do it and now I wanted to do it. But you need to have that control in yourself when you're watching somebody. And not only that, if you're a parent, I'm not a parent, so I can't speak on this yet. Bates, you are. You need to kind of guide your kid in the right direction when it comes from that. Because a lot of people will turn and blame Nintendo or EA or anything. But in life, everything is put in front of us for us to buy it. Everything. Yep. They sell us commercials. Hamburgers are bad for us. McDonald's is bad for us. Wendy's is bad for us. Many things are bad for you, but you love it. So you want to go out there and get it, and they do a good job at selling it to you. But you have to have self-control. And it's the same thing when it comes to Pokemon cards or FIFA cards or Madden cards or whatever cards. You need to control yourself, and you need to make sure that you don't let yourself get addicted to these things. Because, you know, like I said, we go back to the whole conversation. Bates, people will give you stick for opening packs. It's something you enjoy to do. It's something
I definitely wouldn't be opening as much as I open now if I wasn't.
Yeah, but regardless, if I did content, I didn't do content, there'd be a certain amount of money I would waste on this because I just enjoy to do that. But I always tell my viewers, and I will always tell my viewers, even when you watch Logan do these Pokemon boxes, guys, don't be careful, dude, because as cool as these things look, 99% of the time, you probably will get burned. And that's just the truth about it when it comes to these things. So be very, very cautious with all... Go on.
I think that's anything with any vice, really, right? You could call like these trading or like ultimate team. You can call it a vice, right? Like you just have to do it in moderation and not let the addiction take over. Now, if you enjoy doing it and you can financially do it, then by all means, do you.
Oh,
you
know, dude, what I mean? You know how many people, Bates, I'm not going to say no names, but you have a good friend of yours that does nothing with content, literally has never been anywhere, and he wastes more money than any of us.
Yeah, and he enjoys it a lot.
And does even like he? I remember at one point, did he play the game a lot or no? Like barely even played the game, just like collecting cards.
He likes the collecting style of it. He told me an interesting story. There was an old game. I can't remember what it's called. If you've got really some old, really old, all viewers will know. So that you would get a physical card. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a physical card. It looked very nice. You get like some Nedved. And then what you would do is you would go to an arcade and there'd be a machine there. And I can't remember the name of this football game, but you could place the cards on the machine and literally set up your ultimate team. This is where ultimate team come from. So these physical cards, he had a binder full of like Ronaldo's, Figo's, Verona's, and he would just set up his own ultimate team and go to the arcade and beat all the other kids who were playing it at the same time. So now it's obviously converted over to ultimate team now.
It's just, yo, like I said, people enjoy the collecting stuff and whatever. But again, dude, just like a casino, I don't know how you guys go to a casino, but when I go to a casino, because I know I'm a type of person that will go to the ATM, I leave my wallet at home. I take a certain amount of money in my pocket. I go there. I waste it. If I do well, I do well. If I don't, I walk out. And I think you need to do the same thing when it comes to all of these things, whether any kind of card game you play. I think you have to be very, very careful of what you put in, how much you put in, and pack weights are really, really, really tough. So anyways, I just wanted to kind of put that out there real quick, because in no way, shape, or form do any of us, at least I can only speak for myself, and I can speak for Bateson because I've known Bateson, I've known you. We've known each other. We're probably guys that know each other the longest in this community. Yeah. 7 years now. Known Net for forever. All of us feel the same exact way when it comes to none of us are out here trying to promote these things. We're just doing what people enjoy to watch. We make sure we tell people not to do it, and you move on. But anyways, going back to the weekend league, I'm terrified.
Same every year.
So I was playing D1 on Xbox last night, and I was kind of getting worked. Then the servers went down and I sat down. I really thought about it and I came back. The way I've always been successful, Bates, is playing 4-1-2 and 2 narrow and then going 4-2-3-1.
So I'm starting off with the 4-2-2, but I've been having some like games against Itani. I played him yesterday and he was 3-1 up at halftime with me using the 4-1-2-1-2 narrow against 4-2-2. So I switched to the 4-1-2-1-2 and then smacked him 5-3. So I played him again tonight and I think I was 4-0 up at halftime. So I feel like I'm ready, but you don't know what level Itani is at. You don't know what, and with the first weekend league, everyone plays so cautious,
yeah,
because they want the best rewards to help them, and it's understandable because one weekend league completely changed the way an account looks,
yeah,
reds with rewards and everything. So it's gonna be fun.
For me, 4-1. So the way I've always been successful in every FIFA building up is go 4-1-2-1-2 narrow. Get a couple goals and then go 4-2-3-1. If for some reason I see my opponent just keeps getting constant like pressure on me or something, I'll switch instantly to 4-2-3-1. And I got away from that last year. I started off doing really well. I got loads of top 100s and then I got away from 4-1-2-1-2, even though it wasn't great. But I feel like when you know something, play it even if it's not great.
It's every time someone crosses over from one FIFA to the other. Like I presume skills, you're still rocking the same stuff you were rocking at the end of FIFA 20, weren't you?
100%.
Yeah.
Well, the stuff from 19, because 20, I just want to delete it from my brain. I never want to. Yeah. I hated that game, man. I just want to delete that in general from my brain. But I can't even think of his name right now, but there is a pro. I think he's on PlayStation or Xbox. I can't even think of his name. But all last year, everybody switched to the 4-2-3-1 and he just played 4-1-2-1-2 narrow and he put his left back and his right back on overlapping. And he just, I mean, this guy would go 30-0 week in, week out. And he was mental with it. And it was a dead formation, but he still dominated with it. So I think if something works for you, like Rocket, like what are you going to rock in the weekend league, Jay?
4-2-3-1 is what I'm using. Then I switch if I need to. I'm using 4-4-2, 4-2-3-1, and 4-1-2-1-2, just depending on who I'm going up against and depending on the situation. This FIFA for me, though, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, usually I feel ready when I'm going into the first weekend league. Like, I feel like I got the mechanics down. I feel like it's going to be a lot of goals this year, and I'm happy for it to be happening. There's definitely some issues with the gameplay, in my opinion, but the game is by far better than the last two titles that we've had from the game. So I'm super excited. I'm scared. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared shitless, to be fair, because I think this is probably, I'm like an elite player, and I don't even know if it's going to be tough to get gold. I feel like it just depends on how it works.
I think you're going to see a lot of things. A lot of the better players in FIFA that struggled last year, I think you're going to see them get top 100 again. And I think a lot of the players that got really good results last year, you're going to see them struggle. Because I think that the mechanic and defense changed massively. And I think that's people look at it, you can score from anywhere in this game. Have you noticed that, Bates? You can kind of really score from anywhere. And I think that opens the doors to not being able to play, just stay and drop back one depth the whole time. Bates, FIFA 20 or FIFA 21 for you?
At the moment, FIFA 21, and that's because I'm enjoying it. It's a fresh game. It's like
because we haven't got weekend league yet. That's what I keep telling people.
but also the meta and stuff isn't found yet.
Yeah,
like you know, it's going to be a couple of weeks where we're like, oh, they found this out. This is the most thing.
So what happened in FIFA 20 was not that bad until Overload ball side came in, remember? And that was the downhill of that. And then it's also what's very surprising, we haven't gotten the day one patch yet.
We did get something actually when the free game first came out. We did get some slight gameplay changes, but the game didn't change much from the beta. Uh-huh. To the actual game, and I think they put out some pitch notes on it saying that they haven't actually changed it that much because of, like, everyone was saying it was all right, it felt all right.
I hope they don't change it. One thing I think that needs to be changed, now let me know if this makes you want to like just put your head through a window when you score a goal and you look at the kit badges and the badge is not there.
Yeah, I'm a person which is a sucker for badges as well. Like,
me too. It hurts my feelings.
I'm rocking the Ajax gold black and gold kit. Uh-huh. It just has a plain silver badge. I'm like, what the hell? And I think I've got Benfica second kit, the red one, as my second kit. And that's missing the badge as well. It completely ruins the whole look of it.
I was watching someone, Bates, I think I was watching you this morning or the other morning. You played somebody where like the badge is really big, but it's like a glitch. So the badge was like almost the whole person's like right side.
It was the new kits which came out yesterday. You know, the pre-order kits, which was given again last night. There's one of them, which I think I was watching Castro earlier, and he was playing someone with it, and it's absolutely huge.
Like, yeah. It looks so dumb. Another thing that's been that was broken on Xbox, and it's kind of getting fixed, when you score goals, the card that pops up after the goal doesn't show the stats.
I've seen
that? Yeah, it's so weird. And then sometimes the name's not there. So there's a lot of buggy things, but
there is one thing on Xbox, which you may not have. So have you pressed start, make substitutes, gone to resume game, and then the game crashed? Have you had that yet?
I've had where I was winning a draft, I scored a goal, and the game crashed.
Yes, yeah, so be very careful. I don't know if it's fixed or not, but when you press start to make subs, never go to resume game. Always press B to go back.
Oh, yeah, I always push B. Have you seen the glitch where if someone pauses the game, it comes back in, you're locked in one player and you're looking at his face the whole time and his back, and you have to repause the game. Like, I was stuck on Aubameyang and the game was being played and I'm just chasing Aubameyang and you're zoomed in to like his back. So you just see Aubameyang in the back of his head and that's all you see and the game's happening right in front. It's crazy. I would say, like, as a launch, this might be one of the better launches. 18 was the best launch until they patched it.
18 was good, really good.
So graphically, they haven't changed anything this year. That's very noticeable because everyone's saying it's a copy and paste of the game. But I honestly think that most game developers now have come to the end of the console cycle.
Yeah.
But the gameplay has changed significantly, and I like it.
Do you like the stadium stuff?
I love the stadium stuff.
Me too. It's so good.
Yeah. When I first saw it, like, we saw it first in with Skills. We were playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play around with it. I was like, this is going to be awesome. I think people are going to love it. But what I want now is I want them to unlock the stage 2 and stage 3. People who do hammer the games to be able to edit it. Because I want to, you get that coin stack if you buy stuff off the transfer market.
Uh-huh.
I just want to have coin stacks all the way around my stadium in every single corner.
But let me ask you a question about that, Bates, man. Because like all these games nowadays, bro, they're literally doing all these time, like, it's gated, right? For every, like, and it's not only FIFA, it's like all these games you see, it's all like timed, it's all gated, you have to wait for a certain time before it unlocks. Do you like these things or do you hate them, bro? Because I think for me, I'd want them just to like let me, if I want to play, I can play and just go, you know what I mean? I don't like the games.
I don't like it either. I would love to be able to just crack on and unlock everything, because we play the game a lot. We're not like normal FIFA players, are we?
No, I'll say this, man. The FIFA community on Twitch TV and on YouTube, content creators and viewers, everybody give yourself a round of applause, because we are the reason we can only play 30 games in Rivals. Dropping down from Division 1 to Division 8 is the reason they gated it, bro. They didn't want people to drop down, go do objectives, and come back up. So round of applause for the hardcore.
Hey,
it's our fault. I take the blame.
People still doing those skills.
Are they? Yeah. How are they doing it?
I don't know.
You only got 30 games, though. So if you back down, how do you get your games in? You can't get your points for the week.
So I think you stop earning weekly points.
You can still play games. I think you still lose ratings. You can
still play games to affect your skill rating.
Oh, so what do? You play the three games, get your the 30 games, get your points, then drop all the way down? That's probably what they're doing.
Y'all
are scumbags!
So when the reset comes around, uh-huh. get 1 week, like Division 10 or Division wherever they go, and then one set of, like, 1 week bad rewards, 1 week good rewards. So Division 1, they drop down to, like, Division 10 for the next week, and then they'll go back up to Division 1 ready for the next week.
Oh, man. We are terrible.
The objectives thing, like, I honestly feel like in FIFA, they need to do a mode where you can just go do objectives, right, and just get objectives done. Because when you're in the higher divisions, objectives are probably the most annoying thing to try to do in Division 2, 1, whatever, right? I feel like they need to have a mode where you can just go do objectives. But I will say this. I was doing that just like everybody else last year. I was dropping down divisions to have easier games to get objectives done. I feel like we all did it. Maybe not skills, but everybody did it, right? The one thing that
I didn't do it because I don't do the objectives, but go on.
Yeah, you just don't do that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I think for me, like, the game was bad, so I didn't really care last year. Like, I feel like because the game, I'm enjoying the gameplay, I want to stay in those higher divisions because I feel like in any FIFA I've played, good or bad, right? We've had bad ones, good ones. I feel like a lot of people that are dropping down and doing this, and then, like, some people are complaining about some things in the game, right? And those people are the ones, like, for me, I have to play people that are better than me to get better at the game, right? You see what they're doing, then you can try to put that into your game. Mm-hmm. If I feel like these people that keep dropping down are never going to get better than what they are because they just keep going down to do these objectives and get these cards.
Yeah.
And then they get mad that they're not progressing.
Well, that's what I've always told everybody. I've always told everybody that. Like, I even told, because, like, you know, I'll bring Nep up first. Like, I think Nep is a remarkable FIFA player. And I always tell him, like, yo, the only way, like, to take the next step, you just got to stay in D1 and just spam it. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a great player. But when you have two things, right? You can be lower division to get the objectives, or you could be in D1. The only way to get top 100 is to play against top 100 players. Because, Bates, you can agree or disagree with this, but I always say it, like, because I see you, Bates, as a top 100 player, regardless of how many times you've got or haven't got it, like, you get top 100. The level between an elite one player and top 100 is a big gap. It's a huge gap, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It's a massive gap, and it's only three games.
Yep,
three games are huge.
Yep, those three games are huge. So I think that the only way to fill that gap is to go up against them over and over and over and over and see what they're doing and learn. Because realistically, the way you get top 100 is abusing mechanics. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
what professional FIFA players are, people who abuse mechanics to win.
Exactly. That's what that's what you do it in Fortnite.
It's the same for every pro, not just FIFA, it's the same for any professional game.
You find the mechanic, you abuse it, and you get it done. So at the end of the day, that's what D1 teaches you, is what mechanics are strong and how to get better. The way I started getting top 100 over and over and over is going into games. I would get matched up against Joey. You know what I'm saying? Play him. Then I would get matched up against Alex, and then boom, and then boom. And it was just top 100 player after top 100 player. And eventually I knew now how to play against pros, and I was able to get top 100 over and over and over. So
you actually went to an event as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to an event off of that. Yeah. So I don't know. I've never played qualifiers again. And I want to play qualifiers again for complexity and see, like, how it goes. I just don't like their setup. Like, you're a content creator, Bates. We got to stream for 5 hours. Then we got to create a video. Then we got to make sure everything's in order. And now we're supposed to play 8 hours of tournaments to qualify for a tournament. It's impossible. Like, how am I supposed to get these? It's a whole day event of trying to qualify.
And obviously, if you go into one, like, before the COVID situation, like, they were going away for a week. You're going away for a week, weren't you? Like, you're going all over the world.
Yeah. You don't know if you're going to have internet. Yeah.
There's a lot of factors coming in. I think that's why a lot of content creators, you're either a pro or you're a content creator, and you got to make that choice for yourself.
Yeah.
And then the way they have this set up, I think is a little dreadful as well. Like, you have to be there at a certain time, and then you have to match up with certain people if things don't match up. Like, the whole pro scene of qualifying for those tournaments, they need to be worked on a bit. I feel bad for the pros that have to deal with that. You know, they sit around and they wait hours and hours just to play a game. And then it's like, you know, and then all the other issues that you have in it.
I'll cut you off real quick, because the one thing I find to be wrong with the pro scene is this. And I think this is the biggest thing. I think if you want to find the best players in the world, you need to open up a beta. And for this weekend, let everyone have the best players, the same teams, have the open everything for them and let them go play. Because if someone comes in with a team with Ronaldo, Neymar, and Messi, and they face somebody with the Hullet, R9, and Messi, you're not finding the best players in the world. You're finding good players. They're all great players that are at this thing competing, but you're not finding the best people aren't going to the actual event because of them not either wasting the funds or wanting to get that big team to be able to compete. So I think the whole pro scene is done wrong. I feel bad for the pros. I think EA really, really needs to work on that. And going back real quick, I do like what they did with Rivals though, because of the fact that those 30 games, it allows everyone. Dude, did you ever play a weekend or try to get rank one, but you couldn't because the numbers were just too ahead and you didn't have the time? Like, the numbers used to get really high. Now it's just 30 games. The numbers stop where they stop, and you can't go no higher.
I think I give up on Rivals once they started asking for objective players. Like Jay said, I was one of the people which did go down in divisions.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really care about my record and just really wanted just the players to do videos with, to make content, really.
To make content, yeah. No, yeah,
like,
I get
like
it.
Like, I'm struggling right now. Like, I've been trying to get Jolta. I mean, I haven't been, like, struggling. I just haven't been doing it because you're doing it in higher divisions, and then it's like, I don't have a prem team. I got to have this and that. And then it's like, oh, you know, Jay, just drop down in divisions. You can do it quickly. And then I'm like, I actually want to see if I can be decent at this game. So it's like, now it's that whole thing for me, right? It's like, oh, do I drop down and get the cards easy? Or do I just keep trying to get better at the game? We'll have to see where the game goes and stuff. But right now in FIFA, the game is actually, I'm enjoying it, man. Hopefully everybody else out there is enjoying it as well.
We'll close off this podcast with one more thing. And I guess we'll start with you, Bates, because Jay said it, that Jolta card's still available, right?
A couple more days.
All right. Have you used it, Bates?
No.
Are you, like, you think people should get, like, for me, it's like that one, like, you're a Liverpool fan, right? Do you see Jolta actually being a part of that team in a big way to where that one to watch is worth it?
I think he'll be an impact substitution where he could come on and make an impact in a game where his card could go up. But I think everyone was after his card at the start when he was released as just a normal version, and everyone wanted him for the teams. So for starter teams, I think it's a good one. I'm sure he was selling for 10,000 coins, you know, instant off the market. And now he have dropped this one to watch. I think it's definitely worth doing to get the gameplay in, get practicing rivals. If you guys enjoy squad battles, there's some stuff in there as well. And you get some decent pack returns also. And you never know, you might even jump up to an 84 somehow. If he has two in forms in an 84, maybe one in form.
I could see him coming in for Liverpool getting a hat trick off the bench. Maybe not a hat trick, maybe two.
Maybe two. Liverpool make late substitutions.
Do they?
I don't think that he'll score, like he'll get a hat trick or something. I do think that he'll get maybe one or two informs throughout the year. It's a card that it's free. You can work on it. You can have it sitting there. You can use it for objectives later on. Right now, I feel like the card's decent at striker if you need a striker. It looks like it'll be good at striker. And then as soon as he gets some informs, I just feel like he's too slow for the wing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So as soon as he gets some informs, maybe he can hop back out to the wing and sit on teams. But free cards, I'm always going to try to do them, just see what happens throughout the year, because we have no idea what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, somebody gets sick on a team with the COVID and
that's player true.
You don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not gonna lie, that first weekend when Jota came in, not the seventh, to the weekend before that one, he had like three chances to score like over and over. That could have been a game right there where he got two and then walked out of there. Because I remember, dude, he came in, he had a couple. You remember that, right? Basically, had a couple chances.
Yeah, he got a goal, didn't he?
He finally did. Yeah, after like three, he got a goal. But yeah, so he almost did it. Anyways, guys, that is going to come to the end of Stick Talk. I got to give a big shout out to Prediction, you know, our partners helping us put it all together. I appreciate you guys for that, man. You guys, please rate it, subscribe on Apple Music, on Spotify. We're everywhere now. This episode, well, now that you're hearing it, if you're hearing it on here, it's obviously up there. For the people watching live, it will be up there ASAP, Areno. If you ever want to watch live, twitch.tv/89skills. And also, make sure to follow my good friend Bateson. I'll give his Twitch first because he's always on Twitch. twitch.tv/Bateson87. Right, Bates? Same thing with YouTube?
Yeah, same YouTube, same Twitter.
Everything. You on TikTok yet? Come on, man. OnlyFans. Oh, man, that's crazy. Hey, listen, my brother streams on Twitch, JTunes. Yeah, that's it.
JTunes Gaming there, and then at Real JTunes on Twitter, boys.
Yes,
and
girls. Man. Make sure to follow everybody. Don't worry about following me because I'm a trash content creator. I appreciate you guys so much, man. Please subscribe, leave ratings all over the place, and hopefully one day this will be the number one gaming sports podcast in the world. You guys have been absolutely amazing. Let us know more guests you want to get on. Bateson, you are absolutely a beautiful person. Thank you for coming on. And yeah, guys, we will end there. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, stop recording. You guys are still on the stream, though. Bates, you are awesome. I'm going to talk to my chat for a little bit. Thank you for coming on, bro. You are fucking awesome, Bates.
No worries. I'll send you a PayPal.
You going to sleep, my guy?
I'm fucking, what time am I streaming now? 11 hours I'm streaming, yeah.
Yo, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for coming on, man.
It's good. I enjoy this type of talk. Hey. We've done it in the past, I remember where we like done like this type of stuff.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, dude. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon, man. Go get some sleep, man. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I'm gonna jump out. I'll talk to you guys soon. Later.
All right, guys. Take it easy, man. Later.
All right, guys. Guys, what'd y'all think, man? Good episode or nah? Invoice coming. Shut your ass up. Yo, my new that card I threw was 500, bro. I didn't know that. How was that, man? I kind of want to talk about a few things there, man. Like, I wanted to make sure that, you know, the Spotify guys could listen and hear, like, yo, these card things, man, you got to be careful with this shit, man. I think it was a W episode. I think it was, you know, we hit everything I wanted to hit. Anybody who subscribed or don't know during that, I love you guys so much, man. That was a $500 card. Crazy, man. Great episode. Castro next. Castro was supposed to come on the first one, but then he was hella busy. I'll hit Castro up, see if I can get Castro. Y'all want Castro for the next one? I'll see if I can get Castro on. I'll see if I can get Castro for the next one. Guys, Spotify, man, if y'all could drop a rating on there and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Music, it'd mean the world to me, bro. Honestly, it would, man. That's the link right there. And I'll try to get Castro for next Monday, man. How about that? I'll hit him up. He was supposed to come for the first one, but he was busy. I'll ask him when his next day off is, see if he wants to come on the podcast. What topics would you want to talk to about Castro if I could get him on? Get Fuji. I love to, man. Castro for the next one would be a W. Talk about boats. Run the foot market, Nick. Yeah, he'll be a dope one to get on. Talk about the market with him and shit. 100%. Talk about diets. Hey, come on, man. I appreciate it, man. That's that for me, you know, I really enjoy podcasts, man. So, you know, I kind of wanted to talk about a lot of stuff on that one. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. Talk about gummies. Stop that. Ray and PETA. I would love that episode to get Ray and PETA on, man. That would be a good one. But yeah, hey, during the episode, I saw a lot of people talking in the chat. Like people were kind of getting involved about the card stuff and like, you know, EA Sports and if it's gambling or whatever and all that shit, regardless of how you view it, regardless of this damn skill is only 1.5K. 1.5 watching the podcast? No way. Do we have 1,500? Hey, that's good for a podcast. Let's go. I thought there was nobody in here. Let's go, man. Gucci headband, I'll get one. Thanks, chat. Yeah, man, listen, man. These pack things, whether they're Pokemon, EA Sports, they're bad, man. You got to be careful with them. Give me a W if you agree. You know what I'm saying? Do I think they should be banned and illegal? No, I don't think they should be illegal. But I think that people should really, I think there should be disclaimers everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, you do what you want in life. But, you know, these things, like I said, man, these things are not great, dude. They're not Pokemon cards. They're addictive. Not FIFA. All of it's addictive. They're bad. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know how to control yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Bro, your podcast is dope. Not going to lie. Y'all were saying you were falling asleep. I seen y'all. He said, can you play some games? And you put the Z face. I seen it. Now y'all saying it was dope. Man said Pokemon cards. It's true. These are addictive. Chat, are these addictive, yes or no? One for yes, two for no. I almost bought a $5,000 pack, chat. I had to catch myself. Me and Ray were sitting here. You know what's funny? Is Ray wanted to buy it. Ray never wants to waste money. Whenever I'm like, hey, I said, babe, I want a boat. She said, aunt, we got a beach house. We're doing a pool. You don't need a boat right now. I said, babe, I need a boat. She's always the one that's telling me not to waste money. Always telling me not to waste money. And then we're talking about Pokemon cards. She's like, You think it would bang on TikTok?
Oh, man. Oh, shit, bro. Crazy. Good woman. Yeah, Ray always tells me not to waste money, man. You spent $1,000 I spent $1,000 on what? On breaks. What do you mean? Get Fuji for the next one. So I'll see if Castro can't come on, who do you guys want? If Castro can't come for the next one, who do you guys want, guys? Because I need a guest. Do y'all want to do somebody out of FIFA? Do you guys want to do like a 2K streamer or a Madden streamer? Or y'all want to do FIFA? Nep was episode one, but the footage broke, bro. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it on Spotify. The footage freaking broke. Get Chris Smooth. KSI. I want to get KSI to talk about boxing. I would love to get JJ to come on and talk about boxing, bro. That'd be a good episode. Run the Foot Market Nick. I would love, yo, I am going to get Run the Foot Market Nick on eventually. I want to do it. When do you think getting Run the Foot Market Nick on would be a W for the market? Should it be during a promo or something like that? Someone said get Nick Merckx. I could hit up Nick Merckx, but we would need to have something to talk to Nick Merckx about. I can't come on here and be like, yo, Nick, let's talk about guns because I know nothing about COD. Do we talk college football with him? It's a sports gaming podcast, bro. You know what I'm saying? What do we talk about with Nick Merckx? Because I can hit him up. I don't know if he'll come on, but I can hit him up. Mini Mentor, Fuji, Nick 2080, Pie Face, and also F1 stuff. Ooh, I could talk to Pie about cars. He's big into F1, huh? Run the Foot Market, Nick, before Black Friday. That's a good idea. Castro, 100. You know why I want to get Castro on? I really want to talk to Castro about, like, you know, Volta modes and shit, and like, because he played 2K with me. That'd be a real good conversation. Make a stream with only talking Portuguese. Make a stream only talking Portuguese. Nah, I have a lot of audience that wouldn't understand me, man. You could also do Road to Shaw. Jose, your friend, I will ban you, BC. I will ban you. A fishing podcast. All right, chat. Do I end now and then come back tonight and play FIFA for a late night stream? Hey, the way that podcast started, my manager's gonna hate me, bro. Chat, did we say anything bad in that podcast? My manager's I'm about to get fired, chat. Imagine I get fired, bro. Hey, if I get fired, y'all gonna hold me down? Bateson was donating and making the thing go booyah in the middle of the podcast, bro. Yeah, I want to do a late night stream. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I think I'm gonna get some food, hang out with Ray for a little bit. Is Ray streaming? I don't think Ray's streaming. Is she streaming? Did Ray go live? And then we'll play some 2K tonight. That's what I'm thinking, bro. Oh man, that was loud. Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna do, man. So, with that being said, you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and y'all want to raid Pie Face? We'll raid Pie Face, man. We'll raid Pie Face, and then I'll come back tonight, man. All right, boys. I love you guys, man. Hey, I love you. Y'all want to raid Pie Face or Castro? Who do y'all want to raid? Yeah, let's raid Castro. We'll raid Pie Face tonight. Pie Face usually on. Castro's never on when we end, so we'll raid Castro because Castro's literally never on when we end, bros. So we'll raid Castro because he raids us sometimes. We'll raid him, and then I'll raid Pie tonight. Guys, thank you. I love y'all. That podcast was a W for me. Let me go see if I'm in trouble with my manager. He's going to be like, yo, your shit was going booyah, the whole thing. I love you guys. Thank y'all for watching. I'm going to go make some videos, and I'll be back tonight. I love you guys so much, man. I appreciate you. I really do, man. Love you guys, man. Good night, good night, good night. Wait. See you later, 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 later.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in a new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series now streaming on Showtime.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.